This is Jamie Spence Freeman here with a national star and agri-science finalist, Sarah Cox. Sarah, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Sarah, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am Sarah Cox from Chillicothe, Ohio, with the Zane Trace FFA chapter. And I'm actually a junior at Purdue University studying biological engineering and naval ROTC.
Sarah, tell me a little bit about your project today.
So my project spanned 7 years, and it was looking at phytochemicals and their effects on, like, human body as an antimicrobial. So my first couple projects were looking at the byproducts of wine production, grape skins and seeds, and using them as an antimicrobial on hoof rot in goats. And then I used some of those same research techniques when I was in Taiwan to completely profile a phytochemical for African nightshade. And then I also worked for the USDA in Poplarville, Mississippi, working with phytochemicals in several different essential oils and using them as an antifungal on crown rot in strawberries.
Okay, very interesting. Now tell me, degree in microbiology, but naval ROTC, what do you plan to do with that whenever you graduate from Purdue?
Well, it's a degree in biological engineering, and after Purdue, I'm going to be a naval officer in the United States Navy for 5 years, and then after that, we'll see where that takes me.
Do you have any career goals, career plans, where you want to end up or what you want to do?
Currently, I would like to be a submarine officer for the Navy. After that, I would like to go back to school to get my master's degree in, like, food science or biological engineering, and then possibly join the industry, research. I don't know. I mean, that's like 7 years from now.
Mm-hmm. And then one last question. Just tell me what it feels like to be one of the top four in the Star of Agri-Science.
Well, I actually didn't realize how big of a deal it was until they came to my hometown and they asked for, like, a media interview. Like, they followed me around to all my research locations and figured out, like, what exactly I was doing with my years in FFA. So it was a huge honor, obviously, but it was also like, oh, wow. Oh, this is really that big of a deal. It's like, I'm the first one from my county, from everywhere to have this honor. So it feels awesome and surreal.
All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for meeting with me today.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, this is Jamie Freeman.